www.bonnevilleinternational.com.
This program may not represent the views of Bonneville International Corporation or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions from this broadcast are solely those of the individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
Welcome to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy of Solutions Developers Corporation, providing consulting, application development, and business productivity solutions on the Microsoft platform. Federal Tech Talk is the show that opens the world of technology to the federal government. Every week, John speaks with public and private sector IT experts to help you understand some of the IT trends and challenges that your agency might be facing. Federal Tech Talk on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. Now, your host, John Gilroy.
Today, we are speaking with Bangalore Shivasharan, who is the CEO of Turning Point Global Solutions, and the managing partner as well, David Hughes. People in every agency have to worry about managing telephone costs, telecommunication costs. There's a proliferation of handheld devices out there. And I thought we'd bring some folks in the studio to be of value to our listeners and talk about what about managing all these telecommunications costs and the changing world of this million-dollar industry and how maybe a local company can assist our listeners in just trying to get a hold of this tiger, getting the tiger by the tail or maybe getting the tiger by a leash somehow or other. That's where we put these two folks in. But before we begin our interview, Bangalore, can you tell us a little bit about your background and how you wound up with Turning Point?
Yeah, thanks, John. My name is Bangalore Shivasharan, CEO of Turning Point Global Solution, high-tech software engineering services company based in Rockville, Maryland. I am responsible for Turning Point's strategic direction and ensuring we are meeting our customer commitments.
And David, what's your responsibility, please?
My responsibility is helping Bangalore execute on our company's objectives and making sure that we as an organization meet our clients' expectations and requirements.
Bangalore, so you've been in business since about 2002, is that right? How did the company start and what kind of a distribution to have?
Sure. You know, Dave and I founded Turning Point in 2002. Our vision at that time was to provide innovative solution, technical solution to our commercial and government clients. Since both of us came from telecom and high-tech industry, we felt there was a big need in the federal sector for systems to manage telecommunication services and assets. Over the next several years, while serving several commercial customers, we invested our time in learning more about federal procurement process. And we you know, in 2003, we bid on a RFP from Food and Drug Administration. I think I need to
It's great. So, Dave, so you initially started a business about 2002 and started saving money for commercial organizations in the era of telecommunication. I don't think many listeners realize that, but if you look at organizations in general, commercial and federal, what there's like a 10 to 12% error rate in telecommunication bills, and 80, 90% of the people don't even have their bills audited. So, it's an opportunity for a company like you to step in and show them how to save money, isn't there?
There is, John. What we are involved with is what we call telecom lifecycle management, which essentially supports the management of telecom services from acquisition through use through disposition. And in terms of that process, we make sure that our clients are only procuring those services that are necessary and that they are only paying, they're paying accurate bills.
It makes sense. You know, in my world, I work with a bunch of software developers. It sounds like I live with them. There's so much, you know, on Saturdays and Sundays. But in my world, there's something called the software development lifecycle, where you look at software and try to maintain it over a long period of time. And I guess 20, 30 years ago, when people were writing software, they actually anticipated that and thought about, you know, software. But I guess 20, 30, no one considered telecommunications lifecycle management, but it's the same concept, isn't it?
It is very much the same concept. Historically, as I think you mentioned, the billing is 8 to 15% off. There are agencies that have services that they are paying for that they're not getting value out of. And so by proactively managing those assets, they can extract infrastructure savings without affecting the operation of their organization. And that's one of the few areas within government today where you can find what I call hidden money. Money that you're paying that you can reappropriate for other mission-critical priorities.
And there certainly are new priorities of cloud computing coming in and making the transition away from one way of obtaining telecommunication services and towards a new way. Bangalore, maybe you can give us a quick summary of what networks is and why this transition is taking place here.
Networks is a GVAC contract that came from GSA about 4 years ago. We are in the fourth year of a 10-year contract.
Hey, David, maybe you can elucidate upon some of the characteristics of the network contract and why the networks contract came out and why this transition is important for some of our federal listeners.
Well, the networks contract is a very innovative contract that has a lot of additional services that are now being offered that weren't offered under previous contracts. In addition, there's a significant price break with the new networks contract. Their services are 15 to 40% lower than predecessor legacy contracts. So the agencies right now are looking forward to migrating their services, but at the same time, they're struggling to move those services over because it is not an easy process.
When you come back, may talk more about transitioning to networks and telecommunication services. You are listening to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. Today, we are speaking with Bangalore Shivasharan, who's the CEO, and Dave Hughes, the managing partner of Turning Point Global Solutions.
Listen to Federal News Radio, 1500 AM, throughout the day for the latest news about the federal government and government contractors. Join the Federal Drive with Tom Tamman and Jane Norris, mornings from 6 to 10. In Depth with Francis Rose from 1 to 3. And The Daily Debrief with Chris Dorabeck and Amy Morris, afternoons from 3 to 7. Find all the news you need 24-7 at federalnewsradio.com. Federal News Radio, 1500 AM, your source for federal news now.
Welcome back to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. Today we are speaking with Bangalore Shivasharan, who's the CEO, and Dave Hughes, the managing partner of Turning Point Global Solutions. More information at tpgsi.com. Well, before the break, we touched on about a gajillion topics, everything to do with telecommunication and management and trying to save money. And I tried to come up with a silly illusion about driving your car and changing your oil. And, you know, you need tools to change the oil in your car. You need a wrench, you know, crawl under there and change your oil and get a wrench out. What kind of tools does your company offer, Dave, that might assist some of our listeners in trying to get a grasp on this whole set of telecommunication bills?
John, that's a good segue. We have a tool that we call NIOS, which stands for the Network Inventory and Optimization Solution that a large number of agencies have leveraged to manage their telecommunications assets and more efficiently transition to networks. The NIOS product itself is designed to ensure that the agencies understand what their assets are, their service assets, what telecom services they're buying. They're not exposed from a continuity of operations perspective, and make sure that they themselves, the agencies, own their own information and then monitor their carrier suppliers' SLA performance. And it also helps them ensure accurate billing.
Service level agreement, SLA, yes. For the folks who don't work for the government or for bigger companies. Bangalore, let me ask you a question. You know, if you were trying to provision a new office, which we just moved, and we had to provision a T1 line and all kinds of services, it's not an easy choice. There's a lot of choices out there, and you can make a mistake, and you sign a 3-year contract. That's a big mistake. And so what your organization can do is also assess different services for agencies and maybe make suggestions, recommendations. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct, John. Our product, NIAS, allows you to manage multiple carriers. And then we have a process in place we refer to as telecom lifecycle management, through which you can request a quote from multiple vendors, multiple suppliers. And based on the quote, you can pick the best choice for your agency and for your requirements. And the quote will be turned into a service order, and then order will be placed with the carrier. I'm using some terms which may not be familiar to a lot of our listeners, but that's a common term that's used in telecom service provisioning area. From service request all the way through provisioning and completion of the service, you know, we automate that whole process using NIOS, NIOS.
You know, Dave, I know a professor up at University of Maryland, a guy named Ben Peterson, big smart guy. He specializes in interfaces and handheld devices.
Yes.
And this summer, there's going to be a new iPhone. There's going to be a HP just bought Palm. There's going to be a new Windows operating system. There's going to be Android. There's going to be a Dave Hughes operating system. I mean, there's going to be so many new handheld devices. And in the background, people don't realize there's a transition from current services to 3G, then to 4G. I mean, this is a very difficult kind of concept, I think, for all of our listeners, and I think that's one reason why your company can help them just get a grasp on how to manage all these different services out there, especially the unnecessary services. Is there a way to take into a survey to find out what kind of landlines that an agency has and put on a chart and just check off the ones that are used and not used?
Unfortunately, from that perspective, that's a little challenging. I mean, I think the first thing that we do is we identify through various electronic means, bills, other databases, the full scope of services that an agency thinks it has. And from that perspective on, by doing database comparison work, and in some cases making phone calls, and even going out and looking in site closets, we determine what is actually there and what's not. And so the key element is, once you go through that process, which is in some cases lengthy, is implementing a governance process that ensures that those services are maintained going forward. And that's what we strive to do. We'll come in and we'll fix it, but then we'll also work with our agency customers so that they don't have this problem in the future.
I was at your website this morning, TPGSI, and I notice you offer infrastructure support, which seems like maybe a guy comes out in a truck. Well, no. I mean, infrastructure support is much more than that. It's continuous process improvement. It's a metric reporting. It's quality assurance is what a lot of companies and organizations these days. I know that's kind of a hot topic, QA in a lot of organizations. But food processing companies got to have quality assurance, and telecommunication services have to have quality assurance as well. Bangalore, maybe you can expand on this concept a little bit of infrastructure support and managing network inventory and some kind of services, or maybe a story that you saved an agency some money in this area.
Sure, John. When you pick up a telephone handset, you know, you expect a dial tone. I mean, that's the expectation. But behind that, there are a lot of equipments, a lot of gears that are providing that service. Most carrier systems manage those things, but a large enterprise or an agency, in many cases, they don't have any automated system or a database of inventory of assets. Turning Point provides a solution where you can manage your own assets, and NIOS provides that capability.
NIOS, that's interesting. David, give the federal government, how's this for a big statement? Give us a report card here. How have the agencies been making this transition? Are they a bumpy road, pretty smooth, patchy? Some agencies doing it, some aren't. What kind of success have you seen so far in making the transition away from legacy services to networks with an X, networks services?
While some agencies have done very, very well in terms of their transition, overall across the government, things are a little slow. We're in year four of the contract, and less than 50% of the services are currently transitioned. There are two metrics that typically are used by GSA to monitor the performance. One is the disconnects that have been performed, and the other is the amount of money moved over. I like to look at the amount of money moved over, and right now that is about 17%, because I think that's a better barometer or measuring stick in terms of how much services have been transitioned. And there's a hard stop at the end of June 2011, when the legacy contract expires after all options are executed. Then these agencies have to have their services transitioned. And unfortunately, in this case, the last 20% is going to probably take 80% of the effort, and they're only 17% of the way there. So this is getting a lot more visibility with the Federal CIO Council, and also hearings on Capitol Hill that are coming up the week of, I believe it's May 20th.
Yeah, that 80-20 rule applies to software development as well. I keep seeing these parallels between what you guys are doing in software development. I mean, and if you look at the transition from 3G to 4G, an IP network, we're managing data here and managing databases, which is really what we're all about, talking about managing different types of communication using data that you can garner. Maybe you couldn't garner years ago, but now that's a lot of IP-based systems, you can make that. So Bangalore, we got about a year, year and a half, maybe about a year, a couple months here to make this transition. And what happens next June? Does the world end, or do the agencies close shop, or what happens if they don't make this transition? OMB shuts them down?
John, that's a good question. We have put together a white paper. We call it 10 pitfalls in terms of transitioning from FTS 2001 contract or existing legacy contracts to networks contract. We address quite a few of those issues. I believe there are agencies who have planned, will pick up momentum in next few months, and they will execute. And there are going to be some, who may not be able to complete it by next June. That's where we come into play, and we'd like to, help them out.
Ramp up towards the end. Have to take a quick break. We come back, talk more about networks transition, legacy services, and continuous process improvement in managing your telecommunications charges. You are listening to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. Today, we are speaking with Bangalore Shivasharan, who's the CEO, and David Hughes, the managing partner at Turning Point Global Solutions.
Tired of playing catch up with the news? Stay informed all the time with the Federal News Flash. The Federal News Flash is a daily email from Federal News Radio that will bring you the latest news and information about the federal government and the federal contracting world. Find out about exclusive stories and interviews only heard on Federal News Radio. Sign up for the Federal News Flash at federalnewsradio.com. Federal News Radio, 1500 AM, your source for federal news now.
Welcome back to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy here on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. This morning, we are speaking with Bangalore Shivasharan, who's the CEO, and David Hughes, the managing partner at Turning Point Global Solutions. They can help you manage your telecommunications costs if you're a commercial company or a federal agency. We touched on many different topics in the first couple parts of the show. But I want to talk about David Letterman right now and his top 10 list, but not really the top 10 list and not really David Letterman. You have a white paper available that's going to give a top 10 list for managing telecommunications costs. Is that right, Dave?
It is. And on our website, we have a white paper that we offer our government clients or government partners. It's called 10 Networks Transitioning Pitfalls and How to Avoid Them. We talked about one of the pitfalls earlier, which was the agencies not having the appropriate staff. One of the other pitfalls that they have is that many agencies are currently relying on what they call the transition baseline inventory as the master record of what they have. And when they come to do the transition, they realize late into the process that inventory isn't sufficient to place proper orders that the carriers can actually implement, and that the inventory, the TBI inventory, is essentially a very good tool for a scorecard. But what happens is that they then go scrambling to try to get the additional information they require to actually affect transition. So that's the second one, and I think the third. Maybe a third pitfall is making sure that the telecom people in your agency are educated on networks. It's more complicated, and to provision or to order services off of networks takes a different skill set than ordering services off the predecessor contracts. And so that's another lesson that most agencies find out late into the process when they face it. So our white paper is designed to give these agencies a heads up.
Yeah. Bangalore, we talked before the break about the big deadline coming up here in about 12 months. And in the break, we joked about, doing your taxes on April 14th and, the last quarter of the football game, you got 10 seconds to score. And this is a serious deadline coming up in about a year. And people can download this white paper and at least get a grasp of what they're going to have to do in the next few months. Isn't it true?
Yes. Yes, John. As Dave mentioned earlier, this white paper provides some of the stuff that we have found in over the last 2 to 3 years, and based on our experience, it's critical that people get educated on what needs to be done and have the right resource and right tools and be prepared to handle this tidal wave that's going to happen in August this year.
It's going to be a big tidal wave, and I think they should understand it. The last block, David, we talked about telecommunications lifecycle management, and I drew a parallel with software lifecycle management. So you have to worry about all kinds of different pricing structures and transitions. What are some guidelines for trying to manage long-term telecommunications costs?
Well, I think the first thing that you need to do is own responsibility for understanding what services you have. In the past, many agencies have relied on their suppliers to track the services that they have and then bill them for their services. I think today, in today's environment, agencies are taking responsibility. One of the mandates, OMB mandates, Circular A123, requires that agencies know that their billing is correct before they pay it. And one way to do that, if you don't know what you have, you can't know whether the billing's accurate. So one of those guidelines is understand your inventory and then implement a business process that keeps that inventory current as services are added or removed from your network.
And what network services is all about is a negotiated pricing structure for telecommunications services that is available to agencies. They're going to have to start using in about 12 months. And one of the concepts here is a trusted internet connection to make it more secure. And it seems like, David, it's a good idea to make this transition. It's the way a large organization would manage costs. They'd come up with one organization that would negotiate a price and by the way, incorporate security. So I just think from a global perspective, they can name your company here, it's a good transition from security perspective as well as from managing costs, isn't it, the transition of networks?
Well, it is. And the networks contract is better, in my opinion, from the FTS contract. It allows you to do the what's called the Trusted Internet Connection, or the TIC. It also enables cloud computing, which is one of the other trends within government. And it's a single contract that really can fulfill all of the agency's telecommunications needs, unlike some of the predecessor contracts, which required agencies to buy services, different services off of different contracts. Networks truly is one size fits all.
If you look at the younger generation, and I have three young kids, I think my kids aren't going to have landlines in their homes because they rely on handheld devices. And I think everyone listening realizes that even if you don't work for the government, there's a massive change in whole telecommunications structure in the United States today. And I think the government's just reflecting that. And we spent the last half hour here talking about how to manage this change, how to effectively use the resources that you have, and this big deadline coming up. So Bangalore, five, 10 seconds, can you give us a quick summary of what our folks should do listening? They should download the white paper from TPGSI, learn a little more, and expect a deadline, because it's coming, isn't it?
Yes, John. Before I end, thanks to Federal News Radio for giving us an opportunity to participate in this interview. Thanks to our listeners. You know, if you're one of those DARs working behind the computer worried about this deadline, you know, please go to our website. You know, request for the white paper. You can get that from through an email, networkstransition@tpgsi.com, and we are here to serve you and provide you the support that you all need.
Great. We're going to have to end this interview, run out of time here. You have been listening to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. Today in the studio, we had Bangalore, Shiva Sharan, who's the CEO, and David Hughes, the managing partner of Turning Point Global Solutions. Thanks, gentlemen.
You've been listening to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy of Solutions Developers Corporation, providing consulting, application development, and business productivity solutions on the Microsoft platform. If you missed any part of this program, you can hear it in its entirety on our website, federalnewsradio.com. Federal Tech Talk, Tuesday mornings at 11, only on Federal News Radio 1500 AM, WFED, your source for federal news now.
It's the only program of its kind in the world, a unique opportunity to help strengthen our country's defense and further your career. The National Defense Executive MBA at George Mason University's School of Management. The only executive MBA degree tailored to developing leaders and managers in the U.S. defense industry. A unique combination of high-caliber executive business education industry-specific knowledge, and hands-on learning designed to accelerate your career in the military, government, and corporate defense sectors. Offered by one of the country's leading business schools, according to a ranking by U.S. News & World Report. To learn more, visit som.gmu.edu/defense or call 703-993-4457. Do it today, because the last day to apply for the fall semester is June 20th. The National Defense Executive MBA at George Mason University's School of Management. Do it for yourself. Do it for your country.
Welcome to Ask the Chief Information Officer, brought to you by Vion Corporation on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. Every week, Federal News Radio interviews CIO.